This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Choose, for the road that leads to life is what we arrive at. Within a pounding chorus, we hear the words of truth, for the knowledge of Him brings the joy and laughter.
Dwelling in the presence of His majesty,
it is liberty.
I'm free to see.
That is where my soul will always long to be.
Brought me to your house of praise.
Oh, da-da-da. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, da-da-da. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he will always answer you when you kneel to pray. God has made it plain that He is giver, yeah. It may not be in my time, but I know He'll make a way, 'cause I'm living in the light of one who delivers. Oh, yes, I am.
Reaching down from heaven, He took the fall of me.
Yes,
so carefully,
oh, yeah, yeah.
He rescued me.
Oh, He rescued me.
No one here has yet been
come on.
Calvary.
Oh, yes, sir. And that is why in faith, pressing on.
The turbulence you see isn't for an ambulance. Take a stance of faith, for it will create a balance. Don't reach to the phone, but to the gracious throne. It will give you a better tone of life, not to be prone. You will later realize the struggle is only fallacious. When you realize the Almighty God is all gracious, yes, the disturbance may not bring the nuance, but the dance, they must see its continuance. For He has turned the mourning into dancing again, and He has lifted the sorrow of the arrow of pain. And that's our God. You can't deny Him. Written by Ebenezer Coy.
Make prayer sacrificial. Make prayer sacrificial. Pray even when you don't feel like it. It may involve a sacrifice that goes beyond your normal routine, but the results are infinitely rewarding. Let us turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. I read, Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. I read again. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Make prayer sacrificial. And as you pray, even when you do not feel like it, definitely you will receive results, even when you do not feel like you will be receiving them. The Lord richly bless you. I am Bell Dollar Bill.
Hello, listener. You're about to listen to a discussion on the topic I. This is the fourth part of the discussion I.
The iris, as we talk about, is a muscle ring, okay, that controls the size of the pupil. Okay, the iris controls the size of the pupil. And then it regulates the amount of light that comes to the eye. All right, so with the help of the iris, if the sun is too bright, then you make your face.
You squint your eyes.
You make the funny face. Okay? And so when you make the funny face, it's the iris which is trying to constrict, and then it will help the amount of light which the eye is supposed to receive.
But you know, sometimes the sun might not be too bright, but you still get some funny faces. And you wonder what is wrong.
Okay. And so the iris too help us to determine the color of the eye too. And so some people have the eye like a cat. And then others have different colors. Nowadays, they have the lens. The one that they put on.
That part you said is called what? The black part.
The iris.
The iris.
Okay. All right. And so the iris, that's the iris that we are talking about. That gives us the color of our eye. And so some have blue eyes for the white people, and then for black people like you and I, we have our own color.
Dark brown and black.
All right. And so that's the second layer. And then the third layer is the retina. And it's the innermost layer. And the actual visual receptor. All right. And so if you have retina detachment, the retina is, let's say, detached. How will I say?
Coming off.
Okay, it's removed. Okay, that way you cannot see anything. Okay, so the retina help us, okay, to see things very
well. Is that the lens of the eye?
No.
Which one did you say is the lens of the eye?
You have the lens.
But this one is behind the lens.
No,
the vitreous humor.
Vitreous humor. You see, your terms are so many. I'm confused. Okay, so the lens comes, and then what comes behind
Vitreous humor.
Then after vitreous humor, we are getting
to the retina.
Yeah. After the retina, finished.
To the brain.
To the brain.
Or the optic nerve.
Okay.
And so the retina is consist of the rods. And the rod,
rods.
Rods.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so it functions in dim light.
Okay.
When the room is dim, is the rod which helps us to see.
Okay.
And then provides low visual equity because the room is dark and so you cannot see well. And so it's the help of the rod that will help you to focus on something in dark. Without the rod, you cannot see anything
at all.
Yes, you go totally blind.
Okay.
And then we have the cones. C-O-N-E-S. Okay. And then which act as it helps in bright light.
Those ones, are they shaped like cone ice cream? The
not really.
So it has nothing to do with the shape.
Just the name.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so the road helps in darkness, and then the cone helps in brightness.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And so that's that. That's a summary of word that
writes an exam. In fact, all we know about is the eye has the white parts and the black parts. But now we are seeing we have three layers. We have the outer, we have the middle
and the inner.
And the inner. And even within those layers are several organisms that I won't not even attempt repeating their names. I know there's Equia there. Equia's humor. Okay. So before we go to the diseases, we have several types of makeups for the eye. And sometimes just a makeup for a pair of eyes. There are so many things that someone will use. Different thing for the eyelashes. They have eyeliner. Tell us something about it. How healthy are these eye makeups?
They all come with their consequences. You would like to look beautiful outside, but you don't think of what is going on inside you. Because those makeups, they are made of substances that may not be good for the body. Okay. Like nowadays, there was a product for facial beautification, and it was reported that it had lead, which is poisonous to the body. And so you have to identify what type of product you are putting on your body, because they contain substances which will not be good for the body when you put it on.
Gifty, you want to say something?
Yeah, and also with the eyebrow, the hair. God did not place it there for fun or for any... Yes, it's for beautification, of course, but it also has what it does. That is to protect foreign objects, sweat, and other things from the eye. So let's say you are sweating. Before it gets to the eye, it gets to that portion for you to be alert to clean it. That's of little missing. Some of us
they scrape it
everything off.
And they look
they
funny.
Just put tattoo.
Yeah. They look funny, but they do not know.
Yes, and they assume.
Dear friend, in case you are a beautiful lady like Gifty or Madame Dorothy or myself, of course, please remember that whatever you need on your face to be beautiful, God has given you. What has to be there should be there. What is not supposed to be there, don't introduce it. Because why scrape off your eyebrows? Are you wiser than God? If you didn't need it there, he wouldn't have given it to you. And I know probably some have done it and have tattooed their eyebrows, and now they wish they hadn't done it. But it is too late. Please, do not harm yourself. Your body is a unique temple of God, and he needs you to maintain it the way he gave you. This is a healthy you coming to you live from Valley View Radio, where we are so concerned about your health because your health is your wealth. Today we've been talking about the eye, and we've learned so much about what constitutes the eye. And we've been discussing with Papo Sylvester, a level 300 student of Valley View University Nursing Department. Gifty Ayim Chirwa, also a level 400 student of Valley View University Nursing Department. And Madame Dorothy Bafor Ewa, not a student, but a faculty of the Nursing Department of Valley View University. Your eye is a precious organ. You need to take good care of it. Now let's look at diseases that affect the eye. Gifty, I'll start with
you. Okay. With the diseases that affect the eye, there are a number of them. Okay. We have conjunctivitis.
Okay.
We talked about the conjunctival as it's being the lower and then the upper. And the itis. Just as last week we discussed, as an inflammation. So when that place becomes bulgy, or when it swells up, or when it becomes inflamed, we see the person is having conjunctivitis.
You just listened to the fourth part of the discussion. A continuation will be brought to you later.
Any inquiry. You can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. And
you are welcome to the Moment of Truth. I'm your humble servant, Edupoku Samuel. Today's sermon is entitled, Disclosing Your Secret. Disclosing Your Secret. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 7 says, a time to rend and a time to seal, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. There is time for everything. God has given us a time to do each and everything that we have decided to do. So, we can use all our time to do one thing. So the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. God created heavens and the earth. That means that something went on. Something went on. The earth was formless and desolate. The raging oceans that covered everything was engulfed in total darkness. And the Spirit of God was moving over the waters. Then God commanded, let there be light. And the light appeared. This means God do something in his creation. God do something in his creation. Genesis chapter 1 verse number 23. God created man in his own image. There was something happening. because God has done something. But the topic says, disclosing your secret. Disclosing your secret. We will come across what makes us disclose our secret. Because God made everything in systematic way. God made everything in systematic way. Genesis chapter 1 verse 20 says, God created man. But in chapter 1 verse 23, God created animal of their kind. All these were in God's creation. All these that we are talking about was in God's creation. So let's look at something from Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 to 17. Then the Lord God placed man in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and guard it. He said to him, you may eat the fruit of any tree in the garden except the tree that gives knowledge of what is good and what is bad. You must not eat the fruit of that tree. If you do, you will die the same day. Look at something here. God gave order to man to rule over the Garden of Eden. God gave opportunity to man to rule everything in the Garden of Eden. He was permitted to eat everything. He was permitted to use everything that God has made. This means God is merciful. God is not somebody who is so rigid. God is flexible to each and everyone. So why is it that man discloses his secret? Man discloses his secret. Why? Because we did not see our integrity. We did not see our value. But God created us in his own image. This means that we are more valuable than everything, but we look down upon ourselves. Why? Because we did not know whom we were. God is a principal God. God's words are always yes. If God says yes, that is yes. If he said no, that is no. But man disobeyed everything that God has done to him or done for him, because all the Garden of Eden was given to man to rule over everything. The creeping animals, cattle, anything that was inside the Garden of Eden. But man was so not giving up to what was given to him. We betrayed God. We betrayed God. Let's see something from Genesis chapter 2 verse 21 and 23. 21 and 23. The Bible says, then the Lord God made the man fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took out one of the man's rib and closed up the flesh. He formed woman out of the rib and brought her to him. Then the man said, at least here is one of my own kind bone taken from my bone and flesh from my flesh. So upon everything that God did, woman was not created. It was only man who was created. So when woman became closer to man, man saw that what God has done was very beautiful. Was very, very beautiful. So what I think is, when we people on this earth, when we see a lady who is very beautiful and we get chance to get close to that person, we give up to that person everything that she says, we follow it. So let's read something from Genesis chapter 3 verse 1 to 6. Now the snake was the most cunning animal that the Lord God had made. The snake asked the woman, did God really tell you not to eat fruit from any tree? Really? Tree in the garden? We may eat fruit of any tree in the garden. The woman answered, except the tree in the middle of 8, God told us not to eat the fruit of that tree or even touch it. If you do, we will die. The snake replied, that's not true. You will not die. God said that because he knows that when you eat it, you will be like God and know what is good and bad. Look at this. The serpent was very critical of everything that he was telling the woman. And he was very conscious about what the woman was going to say. And when we were disclosing our secret, we add something like, God told us not to use our hand to touch the tree. But it wasn't so. It wasn't so. God told them that they shouldn't eat, because the day that they will eat, they will surely die. This means that men, we were not telling the truth. We did not tell the truth, because what the serpent said, if you eat, your eyes will open. So men decided to let their eyes open. And this is where we are. Let us keep our secret, and God will bless us. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.